Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today is an auspicious day in the Daf Yomi. We begin Seder Nezikin. Seder Nezikin starts off with Meseches Bava Kama. There are three Mesechtos, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Bava being the gate, Kama the first, the middle gate is Bava Metzia, the last is Bava Basra. According to some, that it was originally one Mesechta that deals with the laws of interpersonal behavior, damages, both bodily and from one's possessions, from one neighbor to the next, as well as the halachos of neighborly appropriate behavior, particularly that appears in Bava Basra. Our daf is going to introduce us to the concept of avos and tolados, and av is literally the father. We have a similar idea that we learned in Masechet Shabbos, the 39 avos, those are the different categories, and then there are tolados, things that are similar to the Av, that are literally born out of the Av, and those are also, we're going to see, Usur as well. It is an interesting question. Of course, if one animal's damages, so then in such a case you're Chayiv to pay, that we learn in Parshas Mishpatim. I mentioned that it is Usur. There is a discussion amongst the Rosh Yeshivas of the last generation. Is there an Isur to be Mazik? The Pasuk says, in regards to, we're going to see in our daf, that bor is an isur, to dig a bor, and when someone damages, so it could very well be that the pasuk describes and the owner did an isur by not filling up the bor, as well as by shor. It says, v'lo yishmerenu bolav. That's a fascinating question, but either way, clearly one is chayiv to pay, even whether one formulates it as an isur or not, there is a chiyuv Tashlumin. Our daf is going to discuss the four avos being Shor, Bor, Mave, and Hever. We'll define what those mean as they come up. The Gemara will clarify what avos and toldos are on Beis Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara is going to introduce the first of the av, and that is analyze the source for one's Shor damaging. Shor, generally, according to many opinions, damaging with its horns. And so the first daf is relatively straightforward with many makoros, many sources from Sukkim about the Isser or the Chiyuv to pay if one's animal is Mazik. So let's begin with the Mishnah. Arba'ah v'as Nezikin, there are four categories of Nezikin. Ashor, that's the ox. Vahabor, one's pit. Vahamavet, there's a discussion in the Gemara, we'll have tomorrow's daf and Gimel Amud Aleph, whether Mava means shame, which is the tooth of the animal that eats, that would be a separate category than Shor, or Mave actually being Adam Hamazik. So amongst this four, according to some, we also have a man who damages as well. Vahevern is a fire. The Gemara explains why we put them in four different categories of Avos. Excuse me, the Mishnah explains why we put in four different categories of Avos. Lo Areya Shor, Kareya Mave. Shor is not similar to Mave, Lo Areya Mave, Kareya Shor. Of course, if we're going to learn Shane, we would understand the Gemara one way. If we understand Mava as Adam, then we would learn it another way. Let's assume for a moment that Mava is Adam. So then the Gemara says, Shor is not like Adam, and Adam is not like Shor. Rashi adds, Lo arei kos ashor karei Mava, first narrow line, Kloma. What the Mishnah means to say, Kos rachman ashor, lo nafik Mava mine. If the Torah had only told us Shor, which is, of course, every single one of the Avos are written in the Torah, then we wouldn't have learned Mala from it. And that's why we need different Psukim. And that our daf is going to discuss mostly the Psukim. Rashi is bothered. Why did our Mishnah say Lo Arei Ashar Karei Hamave? At the end of the day, Mave is a third category. It should have said Lo Arei Ashar Karei Abar, which is a second category. V'lo Nakalu Kesedu Lo Arei Ashar Karei Abar Mishum Desu Lo Avi Matzli Lemisni Lo Zevazeh Sheish Ben Ruachayim. Rashi says that it has to do with the next part of our Mishnah that we're about to see. V'lo Arei Amavik Karei Ashar V'lo Zevazeh Sheish Ben Ruachayim, and both of these Shor and Mave, that both of them have Ruachayim, a human being and an ox are alive. Karei Esh, they're not like Esh, Shem Bo Ruachayim. So Rashi then explains that if we had done Lo Arei Ashar Karei Abar, then we wouldn't have been able to compare it to Hever, fire, which doesn't have Ruach Chaim, in contrast to Shor and Mave, that do have
Ruachaim. V'lozer zeh shedark and leilich alahazik, and Shor and Mava are different, that both actively go out and do damage. Karei Abar, that bar doesn't move. Shein dark and leilich alahazik. So all these cases, we wouldn't have known that you have to pay. So therefore, the Torah spells out four different avos that tell you have to pay. But there is something that they all have in common. That they normally, it's common for them to damage, and you have to guard them. By the way, from here, the Mishnah going out of the way to emphasize, I mentioned that the Gedolei Achron discuss the Isser to be Mazik, and they say that we see, in fact, Reb Chaim pointed out from the pasuk "V'lo yishmerenu balav," Reb Baruch Ber in the beginning of Bava Kama quotes him that there is a requirement for the owner to watch his animal. If he doesn't watch him, then he has to pay. So it could very well be that "V'lo yishmerenu balav" tells you that you have to watch it, and if you don't watch, then you have to pay. When you were over the yisur of "lo yishmerenu balav," then you have to pay. So if the Mishnah emphasized Shmirasan Alecha, it seems that the Chiyuv Tashlumin stems from the fact that you weren't Shomer. And we throw in another Alecha, and that is that the Mazik has to pay from the best of his property. We've discussed in the fifth parak of Gittin that there are three different grades of fruit that come out of the ground, A, B, and C, which is Idis, Baininis, and Ziboris. And it is being the best quality, even though it's the same $100 worth of apples, people would prefer the less of the best apples that are worth $100 versus many of the poorest apples that are also worth $100. So therefore, the Chivas, Chav Mazik, L'shalem, and Ezek, B'meitav Arts, analyzes the Gemara, Mediktani Avos, the fact that we say that there are four Avos, Mechlal De'ika told us, would indicate that there are told us. Asks the Gemara, told us, Sein Kayotze Ben, Olav Kayotze Ben. Are the toldos similar to the avos, or are they not necessarily similar? What the Gemara is asking, when it asks toldos, saying kayotze behen or not, is the Gemara means to ask, is the toldos of these avos automatically have the same halachos, or they have different halachos, and that will be the subject of much of our daf's analysis. Says the Gemara, Gabi Shabbos time, when it comes to Shabbos, Avos Malachos, Arbon Chasar Achas, there are 39 Avos Malachos of Shabbos, Bechal Deika Toldos saying Kayotze Ban. And the Toldos are exactly similar to the Av. In what way? Loshna Av Chatos, Veloshna Toldo Chatos. Let's say when it comes to Hotza'a, that's an Av Malacha, to take something out of one's house. As well as Hachnasa, bringing into one's house, is the tolada. If one was over hotza, you have to bring karmi chatas. If you're over the tolada, you're also chayiv a chatas. Loshna av skila, veloshna tolada skila. If you do it b'mezid, both cases, it's a skila. Then the Gemara clarifies, if that's so, the hotza and anachna are the exact thing, why do you call hotza an av and achnasa a tolada? Uma'ikam bein av le tolada. What's the difference between two? Nafkamina. The difference is, dilu avit shtei avos b'hadei adadi, if you did hotza and bishul, which are both avos, so then, or, A, inami shtei toladas b'hadei adadi, or you do two toladas, let's say you did hachnasa, and you did a tolda from a different av, mechayiv, you'd be chayiv twice. Akol chad v'chad on each one. Continues the Gemara in the first wide line, and Beis Amid Aleph. Vilu of it avit told it today, but if you did hotza nachnasa lo mechayiv elechada, you were only chayiv one. So that's the technical difference between an av and a tolda. But hilchas Shabbos toldo say in arkeyotze ben. Again, if you do a tolada the same av, you're only chayiv one carbon. However, if you do an av and a different tolada, or an av and a different av, then you would be chayiv two carbon, as well as if you did a tolada of one av and a tolada of another av, you'd also be chayiv twice. But in terms of the halachos of the requirements and the onshim of the avos and the toldos in Hilchos Shabbos, they're exactly the same. So Gemara has clarified what the difference is between an av and a tolada. So Gemara, that works according to the majority opinions of the Tanaim. However, there's a minority opinion of Rabbi Eliezer who has a different take, and we need to clarify according to him. Again, the first wide line on Beis Amid Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer de Mechayiv Atolada Makom Av, Amai Kari Le'av. Rabbi Eliezer says that if you violate the Tolada Hachnasa and you violate the Av Hotza, so then in such a case you'd be Chayiv too. So then what's the difference between Hotza and Hachnasa? Amai Kari Le'av, Amai Kari Le'Tolada. Answers the Gemara, Hachta Avi B'Mishkan, that which took place in the Mishkan, Kari Le'av. that's going to be called an av. When we learn Masechet Shabbos, we had discussed how that relates particularly to Hotza and Hachnasa. That's a very, very interesting question. But at the end of the day, when you have something that's obviously an av and something that is obviously a tolada, so then in such an instance, there is no difference, according to Rabbi Lezer, between them whatsoever. And it was just a frame of reference of where our starting point was the Mishkan, and the Mishkan becomes the source for all of the melachos that are asur b'Shabbos. So 39 avos melachos are those which were in the Mishkan. So the Gemara now has introduced us the concept of avos and tolados. We're going to get back, Be'ezer Hashem, shortly to Nezikin, and the Gemara is going to find another instance in Shas where we have the concept of avos and tolados. Gabe tumos tznan. We have a similar concept also when it comes to tuma. Avos hatumos, when it comes to an av hatuma. So then we also have this term. The Mishnah tells us about the concept of avos hatuma right in the beginning of Maseches Kelim. Ha sheretz vashichvas zera v'tumos meis. Utmei meis. Then when it comes to avos tolados, they're broken up in the following category. A sheretz, which the Torah Kedosha tells us is metame, as well as the semen of a man is metame, as well as tmei meis, someone who comes in contact with the meis, Rashi explains. So then in such a case, those are also avos. However, tolados lav kayotze behen. There, it's different than Shabbos, where we learned that there's really no halachic difference of when you're over a tolad and you're over an av. However, when it comes to tumma, the toldosein are not similar. Dilu av mitame odem v'kelim. Because when it comes to an av hatumma, so that is mitame odem and kelim. So let's say you have a mace. So a mace would be mitame and odem and kelim. Dilu toldos, but the tolada of a mace would be if someone is a rishon l'tumma. He comes in contact with a mace. If he touches another person, Adam or Kalim, we would not be mitame. V'ilu talados, when it comes to talados, ochlin umashkin mitame, it's mitame ochlin umashkin, Adam and Kalim, lo mitame. But it comes to Adam and Kalim, it's not mitame. Hachamai, what would the halacha be over here? So do we say that they're identical, the talados, or different? Amar Rav Papa Yeshmehem, Keyotzmehem, Yeshmehem, Lav Keyotzmehem. Rav Papa answers us cryptically, and he says there are some that are similar, and there are some that are going to be different. Obviously now, Rav Papa has given us a challenge, which the Gemara, of course, loves to take up a challenge. And the challenge that Rav Papa has given us is to figure out which tolados are similar to the av and which ones are not. Five lines at the top, and based on Rabban, and we learned in a braisa. Gimel avos nemru bishar. There are three avos that are said in regards to shar. In other words, this braisa formulates things a little bit differently and speaks about three avos in terms of shar. Whether that's consistent with our Mishnah, we'll leave for a moment right now. And what are those three? Hakeren, when the animal gores, vahashen, and when the animal eats, vaharegel, and when the animal steps on things. Keren minol, what's the source when it gores with its horn? Tetana rabbani kiga, ein gicha ela bekeren. When the Torah describes, this is a very, very important pasuk, could open up the Chumashim, v'chiyigach shor, shmos chof alef chof ches, v'chiyigach shor is, oh, as he show, v'meis, ha'kol yisakal ha'shor, v'lo yachel es besaro, val ha'shor, no ki. When the shor goes and does damage, so then it has halachos. And that is goring with a horn. Shenemer, how do we know that? The pasuk in a totally different context has the false prophet, Sidkiyah ben Kenana, telling that Klal Yisrael would be successful in defeating Aram, and the pasuk describes he dramatized it by putting on horns of steel and saying Vayaslo Tzidkiyah ben Kenana Karnei Baisal Vayomer Karma Hashem Beila Tinagach Es Aram, with these horns Vaomer Bechor Shoro Hoderlo VeKarnei Reim Karnov Behem Amim Yinagach. So we see that the word yinagach is used in regards to a shor. This, of course, Bechor Shoro, is in reference to Klal Yisrael. This is a positive nevuah in Zos HaBracha. And here we see that Karen is put together with yinagach, and the Karen is clearly Karnei Barzel, as described by Tzidkiyah ben Kenana. The Omer, the Pasuk, was needed for also Bechor Shoro. My Vomer, why do we need another pasuk? V'chi teima, divrei Torah, divrei Kabbalah,
lo yafinan, then maybe we can't look to that pasuk in Malachim because it's in Nevi'im, and that's called Divrei Kabbalah, and we can't learn the halachos from it. So therefore, we quote another pasuk, Tashma, and therefore we have another pasuk, B'char Shor HaHadolah. That would be the answer, that maybe the Gemara says that's insufficient because the pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah, hence then it goes to the pasuk of B'char Shor HaHadolah. The Gemara says that's not correct because Vahai Melef, who is this a source? Is it telling us halacha? Gilui Milsa Balmo is just revealing to us what is a Karen. The Negicha Bekareni, that when the word Negicha is used, it's clearly referring to a horn. And the Pasuk doesn't say that by the Shor itself, Kigach Shor Es Ish. But the Pasuk clearly defines the goring in the Karen from that Pasuk Divrei Kabbalah, and that's not a halachic source. That's just defining what the word of negicha means. Elamei maudaseima, I would have thought ki polig rachmana bein tam lemuad, that the Torah only differentiates between tam lemuad hani mila betulusha, only on a case of where it's detached, because the case of tzidkia begnana is it was a detached horn. So the Rashba and others explain that the horn would be in the mouth of the shor, avol b'mechuberes, but if it's attached, according to some Rishonim, the difference is that when it's in that mouth of the animal, the mouth has the horn in the animal, the animal has the horn in his mouth, and he damages, so then in such a case, that's not normal, it's a shinui, and then in such a case, you would have the halach of tam, avol b'mechuberes, when it's attached, ema kulam oedesi, I might think that it should qualify entirely as a muad, and therefore, we need another pasuk, where clearly the horn is attached, and that's the pasuk of b'char shayroi hodaloi. Tashma. So now, come in here, we're still looking for the Tolada of Karen. By the way, the Tashma just finishes off. Tashma, the Pasuk comes, B'char Shor HaHadolah, period. Tolada the Karen Mahi. What is the Tolada of Karen? In other words, we're looking for Toldo Sein, Lav Kayotze Ben, and we first saw that the Av of Karen, or rather, the Av of Shor is Keren. So what would the Tolada be? Negicha means the animal pushes, Neshicha, it bites, Revitza, it sits atop, Ubiita, and it kicks. Maisha Negicha, the Kari, the Av, the Ksiv, Kigach, Negicha, Nami, Ksiv, Kigach. The Gemara asks, why is one called an Av when we speak about goring, which would seem to indicate that is which is explicit in the Torah, and then we further tolados that are similar to it, even if they don't have the same halachos, even if it's lav kiyotzeben, it's still similar. So, but in the Torah, it also has negifa. Again, back into the Gemara. Ma'ishna negicha dekar le'av dechsiv ki'ingach, negifa nami, ksiv ki'igof. Answers the Gemara, hai negifa negichahi. Negifa does not mean like we thought to push, but rather it means to gore as well. The sanya pasach b'negicha v'siyam b'negicha. The animal starts by pushing its body and then it gores. Lo malecha zui negifa zui negicha. That we don't differentiate between negifa and negicha, they're considered the exact same thing. What we mean by the exact same things is as follows. That when the pasuk says ki'igov, what it means is a description of the negicha itself. In other words, negifa is actually negicha. One of the rayos of the Gemara is that the pasuk concludes what it started out with negicha as negifa, and because the pasuk says v'chiyigach shor es ish, and then the pasuk says that's a shor goring a person, and then it says v'chiyigof shor ish es shariyeh. So originally we thought that chiyigof means pushing, and negicha means with the horn. But we're talking about the same phenomenon, but one is against a person, and the other is against an animal. So therefore, the Gemara concludes, Pasach b'negifa v'siyem b'negicha, if we concluded with negicha, means to say that they're entirely the same thing. That would be so. Maishna Adam, when it comes to an animal goring a person, there it says the chsiv kiigach maishna gabeim and the chsiv kiigov question mark adam the islay mazala chsiv kiigach behema kiigach. When it comes to a person, so then it refers to a goring because a person has a particular mazal, and the Gemara, what it means according to Rashi is that he has the ability to protect himself. Rashi explains in the second wide line that there, if the person has the ability to defend himself, and the shor nevertheless gored him, then it must be it was an act of negicha. Negicha, Rashi claims, is more of a direct intent ascribed to the animal. So the animal did this with absolute intention, if you were use the word negicha. Because if he wasn't intending, then the person would have gotten away. However, when it comes to negifa, so then the person is more was less intended by the animal because he was goring another animal, and that animal doesn't have the same self-defensive properties as a person. Hence, lashon negifa, which is more of a passive lashon in referring to the shor hamazik. Back into the Gemara, adam dislay ma'azlo ksiv kiyach. We're learning another very important halacha. If you have an animal that is a muad to damage people, in other words, it's already gored people three times and is no longer a tam, but is a muad, then have a muad lebehema is also a muad for goring another person. Of course, the difference between tam and muad is a tam pays chatzi nezek, and muad pays nezek shalim. So the Gemara says that if you have an animal, if Lucy the shor has gored a person three times, then of course she pays nezek shalim, even if she hasn't gored a animal, and if she goes and gores another animal, she does not pay chatzi nezek. We don't say that just because she was a muad la'adam, she wasn't a muad lebehema, because if they're already so aggressive that they are successful in attacking people, then certainly they'd be a muad for behema, as we saw before, that to gore a person requires more intent, that's negicha versus negifa. Muad le behema, but if Lucy was only goring animals, not people, lo am muad le adam, then she would not be considered a muad to people. The Gemara now continues analyzing the toladas of the other cases of shor. Tolda de shein, what is going to be the tolda of shame? Neshicha, tolda the shame. Neshicha, biting, would be a tolda of shame. Says the Gemara, lo. Shein yesh hanah lazeka. Shein normally means when the animal eats food, and that gives him hanah. Ha, when it comes to biting, ain hanah lazeka. So we didn't yet find the tolda of shame. Reitza, revitza ubiita. Revitza means when the animal tramples, bita, when it kicks. Tolda the regal, he. Would that be a tolda regal? Says the Gemara, lo. Regel azeka matsui. Regel, it's so common for animals walk everywhere, and therefore it's common. Hani, kicking, ain't azeka matsui. Then the hezek is not common, and therefore it would not even be considered a tolada. Elo, says the Gemara, so now let's go back to the top of what we had discussed. We had asked whether toldosein are kayotze ben or not, and even though when it comes to Shabbos, toldosein are kayotze ben, when it comes to Tumah, toldosein are lav kayotze ben, in Nezikin, we said it's a mixed bag. Where is it that the Toldosein are lav kiyotzven? El Toldosein lav kiyotzven damar papa ahaya. What was he referring to? Ilei ma'ahani, if he's mentioning the Toldos that we said above. Ma'ishna karen de kavanas lazik mancho shmarasan alecha. How is it different than from karen itself? When it comes to straight up goring. So then in such a case, what's its property? What's its nature? The animal intends to damage, and you have a responsibility to watch it when you own it. So what were the toladas that we had mentioned about 12 lines from the top of Keren? Negicha, Neshicha, Revitza, all of those cases as well. Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, asks the Gemara, Hani Nani, Kavanasan la'azik u'monchon shmarasa alecha. Ella told of the Keren, ke Keren. Must be that the told of Keren is like Keren. So the Gemara for tomorrow's daf is therefore going to go to another source. So Be'ezer Hashem, today's daf Be'ezer Maseches Bava Kama, we learned the four avos, Nezikin, Ashor, Bor, Mave, and Hever. We pointed out, the Mishnah pointed out that they are different from each other, and we can't learn one out from the other. The common denominator that they have is Darkon Lahazik Ushmirasan Alecha, Ukeshehizik Hamazik Ushalim, and the Gemara begins to question whether, once we've used the term avos, clearly indicates that there are toldos. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, toldosein are kiyotzven, there's no difference in the halachos between the toldos and the av. In terms of the chiyuv karban, the Gemara then clarifies why
it's called a tolada if they're exactly the same. When it comes to tumah, it's clear why they're called a tolada, because a rishon l'tumah is not mitame adam v'kelim, it's only mitame mashkin and ochlin, in contrast to an ava tumah is mitame adam v'kelim as well. And we saw that the toladas of Karen are Negifa, Neshicha, and Ravitza. We saw that their toladas are Keyotzeben, and the Gemara, Be'ezer Hashem, will continue to march looking for cases that Rav Papa had taught us that told us saying are Lav Keyotzeben, that the tolada, its halachos, are different than the Yav. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Dav Be'ez in Maseches Bava Kama.